Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, congratulations, because we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did, because our good friend Robert Levin is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. And you've heard me talk about Rob before. Sometimes I mention him when he's not even here. I'm really proud of what he's accomplished with this magazine. It's a tri-state magazine, primarily focusing on the economy and the marketplace there in New York and in the tri-state area there around New York City. But to be able to break into that kind of a market and to be successful with it, which he has been, and he's putting out a beautiful magazine, is really amazing. And my hat's off to him, as he knows how much I admire his hard work and the success he's had. Rob, welcome back to the show. Congratulations again.
Thanks, Jim, and congratulations to you on 10 years.
Hey, how about that? Who would have thunk it, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, I can't even imagine 10 years out for us. That would be another 6 years, and yeah. I give you a ton of credit, because I know how difficult it is to run a media company.
It ain't beanbag, is it?
Yeah.
It's not a cakewalk. No, no question about it. And you and I are independents out here in a sea of a bunch of conglomerate sharks, aren't we?
That's right. That's right.
That's what makes it even tougher. But you know what? That makes it fun too, doesn't it?
Exactly. It makes it fun, and we can move faster and adapt more, and we're a lot closer to what's really going on.
And the real people, the real people, our customers, the users.
That's
we're
right.
Close to our users. And, you know, you're probably like me when people say, "What makes you think you could pull this off 10 years as an independent media company in the sea of all these sharks? What made you think you could do that?" And I always say, "Well, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to."
Yeah, exactly. I'll add to that, and I'll say I had no idea what the heck I was getting into.
Somebody asked me one time, "What made you get into radio?" I said, "Insanity." Couldn't have been anything else. Hey, Rob, talk to us about 08. I have been saying that for some time now that I believe 08 is a kind of a year where, if it's however bad it's going to be, will be because of what we decide it's going to be. I think it's a year where the fundamentals are strong enough that we can make it a good year if we want to make it a good year, and the fundamentals are shaky enough that if we want to declare defeat and retreat, we can have that kind of a year. What do you think?
Well, I'm not an economist, and I'll tell you how we're viewing things. You know, we have both national advertisers and local advertisers, and what I'm thinking now is, you know, the national advertisers, these are large conglomerates.
Yep.
And if the economy does get a little shaky and their earnings take a hit, the first thing they're going to cut back on is advertising.
Yep.
And however, with our local business, we're dealing with local business. They're not public. They're not running their business quarter to quarter. You know, even if they do see a bad blip in their business, they don't cut back right away. The business owners don't cut back. They're building for the long term. So one of the things that I'm thinking is, you know, let's double up our efforts going after the local business. Because if there is some sort of blip, and there, you know, the ad market also goes in cycles, and if we do hit one of those down cycles, we have the local business, which we serve really, really well. I mean, we help anybody that wants to reach this market, the small business market in the New York area, but the larger companies have a lot more options. They can spend a lot more money to advertise in the daily newspapers.
But you're a lot more of a partner with your little advertisers, aren't you?
That's right. Well, we partner with the large guys too, but we really go out of our way to help all of them. I was actually thinking about one of your predictions about the 21st century, and the biggest challenge is really to find talented workforce. And
right.
I was out with one of our advertisers yesterday, who has a messenger delivery service that we happen to use as well. It's a company called RDS. They're fantastic.
Right.
And he was telling me that, there's something I can't share, but one of the things that was really interesting about them is they realized that their talent force, you know, these are just messengers. This is blue collar as it gets.
Right.
It's really important to the success of their business. And they've developed a lot of processes about hiring and retaining their workforce, which you don't really see in this industry. And I told him last night, I said, you don't realize this, or maybe you do, but you're really creating a competitive advantage. They also do something which I'm really pleased
hold
about.
On to that. Hold on to that thought, Rob. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Rob Levin. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17:00. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's where you can. First one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, plus a bunch of other stuff, the Brain Trust members, the newsletter, the blog, et cetera, et cetera. All that's there for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Check that out and use that to your advantage. You get small business answers now. Rob Levin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Levin is the publisher and the founder of the New York Enterprise Report. Rob, give us your website, please.
nyreport.com.
All right. And they can find, your editions online there?
Yeah, just about all the articles that we have in print, and most of it, by the way, you know, are how-to articles written by our experts.
Which works in any market.
Which for the most part, I mean, you know, once in a while I'll have an article on taxes, which will gear towards, will include state taxes in the local level
right.
here. But for the most part, I mean, I'm looking at our latest issue, 20 Quick Business Tips You Need to Know, 5 Technologies You Can't Live Out, written by your buddy and mine, Ramon Ray.
Right.
2008 Guide to Dressing for Success. You know, these articles are going to work.
I need to read that one. I need to read the Dress for Success article, Rob. I'll try to get to that myself. But, yeah, lots of good stuff there. And give us the website again.
nyreport.com. Actually, one of the articles I really was very pleased about with this issue was we have an article on using decision trees to help you make better decisions. And we were able to distill it down in a way that really anybody can use these tools to kind of put a little science into the art of decision-making.
Tell us what a decision tree is.
A decision tree is where you map out your different options and you come up with probabilities for each option. And we really spell it out very well and illustrate it in the article, and then at the end of the day, the decision tree will tell you where you're likely to make the most money. Let's say you have a decision between renting office space or buying office space. A decision tree may help you. It'll give you some more data points to make a better decision.
Mm-hmm. And how would you say a decision tree would be especially useful in 2008?
Well, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty this year. You know, where's the economy going? I think you tend to agree with a lot of the things I'm reading, and I think you also have guests from Kiplinger, which I think puts out just an absolutely fantastic product. And I think their prediction was that you know, if there is a recession, it might be over by now, and we won't know for a few months, but it looks like we're on pretty decent ground.
And by the way, they got that from me, Robbie. By the way. But, no, exactly. I mean, I do believe. I said this, that we actually might already be in the recession, but we won't even know about it. And see, Rob, the thing I've been telling small business owners is, hey, guys, so what? So what if we have a recession? So what if we're in a recession? Rob, I've worked through, this is about my fifth, it would be if we have one, it would be my sixth recession since I've been in the business. Rob, I'm going to be in business a year from now when the recession is over. So what?
Well, interesting you say that. One of our readers, and I do want to finish up that story about RDS, but one of our talking about going back to labor and thinking about what you just mentioned about a recession and opportunities actually for small business. I was talking to one of our readers who has a dental laboratory in Brooklyn, and he's got about, I don't know, 80 or 90 people there, and he has a labor problem in that the day after Christmas, I called, I spoke with him, and he said, you know, I had 8 people didn't show up. And I said, well, is it the same 8 people who didn't show up after July 4th? And he said, yep. I said, well, can't you get rid of them? And he said, I can't do it because I can't replace them. I can't find people to replace them, which is a big problem.
So it's now, the number one problem.
I spoke with him before you and I spoke because I knew one of the things I wanted to talk about was this human resources issue. And he said, you know, I just heard that one of my biggest competitors laid off 8 people. I said, well, that sounds like an opportunity. And he said, yeah. His challenge now is how do I find those 8 people? And he's working on that. So there's an opportunity for businesses to pick up from the messes that the, you know, those businesses that are saying, oh, well, I got to worry about recession and
right.
the numbers, particularly the, you know, these large public companies that are worried about quarterly earnings. They may be laying off great people that you can bring on.
And they might be really hungry for the opportunity to work for a small company that cares about them a little bit more. But come back to the RDS story. I forgot that you didn't finish that.
Yeah, well, one of the really cool things that they're doing, which I'm very happy about, is they're hiring
this
people.
This is a courier service company in New York City
exactly.
that you're really impressed with, the human resources management style.
Very much so. One of the other things they're doing is they're hiring people with disabilities. I love this, too, because I'm on the board of an organization here called YAI,
mm-hmm.
or one of their subsidiaries, actually. These guys are not just hiring people with disabilities because it makes them feel good, but they're actually it's contributing to their competitive advantage. As the owner of RDS, one of the owners said to me, he said, you know what, Rob, these guys, instead of coming in 10 minutes late, they're coming in 15 minutes early, and when it's raining, they're not complaining about going out to make the deliveries. At the end of the day, they're really happy to be earning a living.
Hiring the disabled is a good business model, is a best practice, isn't it?
As a matter of fact, RDS was a finalist in our Small Business Awards a couple of years ago just for that reason.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, I've known many disabled people, many people who employ them, and they are the absolute backbone of the employee staff. Stand by, Rob. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having so much fun. I forget what time it is. Stay with us.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Do you ever get that feeling, small business owners? You ever say to yourself, there's got to be some kind of way out of here? Rob, you ever felt that way?
Too many times.
Robert Levin, ladies and gentlemen, the founder and the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report, and that's nyreport.com, right?
That's right.
All right, so check it out, folks. Sometimes you feel like there must be some kind of way out of here, but I really believe, you know, I love what Henry Ford said, Rob. He said, if you believe you can or if you believe you can't, either way, you're right. And I really believe 2008 is one of those years. I think if you believe that it's going to be, you can make it into a good year. If you determine not to participate, you know, back when we had the downturn of part of 2000, 2001, 2002, when things were kind of tough there. You know, we had the recession that began in the fall, in the fourth quarter of 2000, and then we were attacked in 2001, and we had the corporate malfeasance, all that kind of stuff over a couple of 3 years. Rob, I refused to participate in the downturn. I said that on the show. I said, just refuse to participate. Now, what do you think about that kind of an attitude?
I agree with you. I just it's like those people who get sick that say, you know what, I'm just not going to let this affect me.
Yeah.
You just I like this refusal to participate thing. I like that a lot, actually. I'll blog about that.
Well, I've been saying that for a long time, and that's the way. And I do that about sickness. If I start feeling bad, I say, you know what, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give in. And you know what, I found that I get better quicker when I do that. I do believe that if you believe, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, either way, you're right.
I agree with you. Now, I mean, there is a flip side, of course, which is you can't really ignore reality.
No.
So if you're seeing something, if something is starting to affect you, you know, it's like if you're sick and you don't get medicine when you really need it, you know,
right.
You're obviously doing yourself a disservice.
But that's called managing the reality, not capitulating to it.
I agreed. I agree 100%.
And you know what, Rob, if we had $300 a barrel gas oil and $10 a gallon gas, if we were you know, being attacked, our country was being attacked internally by terrorists, you know, if we had bird flu or something like that, I wouldn't be saying things like this.
Right.
You know, but I don't think I really believe that we have the ability inside of us right now. And as you well know, Rob, over half the economy is small business. And I believe if small businesses have it inside of them to not participate, to say, you know what, this may not be the best year I've ever had, but by golly, it's not going to be the worst. I'm going to make sure that it doesn't. I'm going to operate. I'm going to manage the realities and not capitulate. I really think we can turn this around.
You know, it really, mindset is so important. I was mentioning that I was out with the owner from RDS, and I was talking with him about some of my plans. And he said, well, okay. And then he just kind of stopped and out of nowhere he goes, okay, so what does it take for you to go public and be a $100 million company? I was like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm just trying to do this, this, and this. And then it hit me. He's doing the right thing. What he's doing is he's getting me on track of thinking big, because, you know, you
yep.
do this day in and day out, and you can kind of lose sight of the big
yep.
picture. And, you know, you did one day want to conquer the world. And you know, the act of running a small business actually, of course, will wear down on you over time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what he was doing, he was
helping you define your envelope.
He was
helping you develop an envelope which you could push.
He was helping me set the stage is kind
yep.
of the way I would look at it. And
yep.
and I was maybe I'm playing on the wrong stage, and I need to get off Broadway and back onto Broadway.
But maybe so, not. But the main thing he was trying to say is, make sure you've made that decision. Make sure that whatever you are, wherever you want to go, it's not something that you've done by accident. You've made the conscious decision. I don't want to go public, and that's how I'm
right.
going to manage. Or I do want to go public, and that's where I'm headed.
Right. As another, we have a contributor, one of our contributors, Dr. Dan Schaefer, has said, he goes, you know, everybody starts to work on their business plans, and they're looking at their plans of, okay, well, this is what do we want to accomplish this year? He said, we're all doing it wrong. He said, we should be looking at 5 to 10 years
right.
and then working backwards.
That's exactly
and,
right.
There's a lot to be said about
he
that.
He is exactly right. Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Let's have a good 2008 together. What do you think?
Let's make a pact that we're
right.
We're ready to do it.
You got it. I've cut my finger here. We're going to do the Blood Brother thing right here, right?
I'm with you.
Hey, thanks, Rob. See you later.
Thanks, Jim.
Robert Levin, ladies and gentlemen, the publisher and the founder of the New York Enterprise Reports, one of my heroes. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, other heroes, all you other heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.